Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Back in 2003, I got the date wrong on the pile of prep. Maggie O'Connell, if you want to correct that for me, I said 2000, it's 2003. Actress Hilary Burton was groped, their words, not mine, groped on camera by then young upstart actor tour yet to break through to fame and fortune, Ben Affleck. This was on one of these seamy, steamy, disgusting excuses for a television show that's on Maggot TV, MTV. Miss Burton at the time said something to the effect of, well, it was an unwelcome advance, but no. Affleck said nothing about it.
Yeah, I did it.
Well, that was fun. Until Harvey Weinstein comes along. There's a myriad of stories out here. I picked the one from Breitbart. Grope allegation against Batman, Ben Affleck, creates PR nightmare for Justice League. Now, what do we learn from this headline? We learn from this headline that all that really matters here and all that there is really to see here, what people's concern is not about the sexual purity or the chastity of Miss Burton or anyone else that Affleck may or may not have groped. It's not about the purity or the chastity or the holiness of the soul about anyone that Harvey Weinstein may have groped, raped, harassed, been a fat, blubbering pervert chasing around a hotel room, etc., etc. No, it's a PR nightmare. It's not about souls. It's not about sin. It's not about right. It's not about wrong. It's about public relations. And that's all it's about. And why is it about public relations? Well, because we have movies coming out, Mitter Church, please. They have movies coming out. People need to go see them, and they're all going to be broke. That's right. It's all about movies. It's all about money. At the end of the day, every single solitary instance, every machination the average American, or even the above average American, will make on a daily basis is somehow tied to money. That's the long and the short of it. It's all about what Washington Irving, the novelist, called the almighty dollar.